Waiting for Faustus by well-known author, Jesuit Father Gerald O'Collins.
In his Confessions, the great St. Augustine of North Africa wrote about his experiences and beliefs before he became a Christian. For 9 years, Augustine belonged to a group called the Manichees. Manichaeism was a religion which started in ancient Persia and which despised the material side of our human existence. According to the Manichees, there's a spark of light within us. That spark needs to be delivered from darkness and the evil material side of things. After a while, St. Augustine naturally began to have serious difficulties about the beliefs of the Manichees. But he decided to wait for a special Manichaean teacher who was going to come and untangle all the difficulties that Augustine felt. This special teacher, Faustus, lived out of town. Once Faustus arrived, everything was going to be cleared up. All Augustine's questions would be answered, his problems would be solved, and life would really begin. But when Faustus arrived, none of that happened. Intellectually, Faustus was no match for Augustine. Faustus simply couldn't answer the deep difficulties Augustine felt about the beliefs of Manichees. Augustine had been suffering from what might be called the waiting for Faustus syndrome. Now, I wonder whether we too may sometimes suffer from the waiting for Faustus syndrome. One day, somebody truly special is going to arrive from Bangalore, from San Francisco, or from Kyoto. And that person is going to tell me what life's really about. One day I will take the course or find the book which is really going to get my spiritual life started for the first time. If we do suffer from the waiting for Faustus syndrome, we just might miss seeing Jesus right there in the ordinary things and right there before the ordinary faces of our daily existence. In the people and the chances that make up our regular routine, Jesus has already come. We don't need to hang on, waiting for some Faustus. Jesus already speaks to us and acts for us now, through the things and the occasions and the persons we know very well. Can we afford to let our lives slip away, waiting for some Faustus? Can we afford to postpone living as we dream about someone or something who will turn up one day, explain it all to us, and fix everything up for us? In a wonderful passage, St. Paul insists, "Now is the acceptable hour, now is the day of salvation." There's no need to wait for anyone else. Jesus is already among us. We can't afford to miss Jesus. To do that would be to let slip the acceptable hour and to let slip the day of salvation in which we already find ourselves. St. Augustine suffered from the waiting for Faustus syndrome. But Augustine also had a hungry, restless heart. His deep hunger and restlessness eventually put him in the presence of Jesus. There his hunger was satisfied, and he found a peace that no one could ever take from him. He never again gave in to any waiting for Faustus syndrome.
And many thanks there, once again, to well-known author and a friend of ours here at the radio, Jesuit, Father Gerald O'Collins. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.